Hey, I'm John Ortberg. I'm very glad to be on this journey with you. We're going to spend the next 2 weeks talking together about a very important fact. You were made to count. God picked you. God chose you. He designed you. I'll say it again. You are made to count. Every one of us was created by God with a drive to be significant. We come into this world wanting to make a difference, wanting to be an agent of change, wanting to be a creator of goodness, but it's very easy for us to miss this in the day-to-day grind of life. It's easy for us to focus more on kind of external achievements than what we do in terms of becoming a person. So part of the question that I'll ask you this journey is, who are you becoming? Are you becoming the person that God made you to be? Sometimes, I know, it can feel like the difficulties of life, the things that I've suffered, the mistakes that I've made, the challenges that I face mean that the door to significance is closed. But it is not. And I'll tell you a little secret. Your pain and your suffering will become part of the difference you make as well, because you and I are made to do life together with God. Now, one aspect of life that's terribly important in this whole picture of how we're made to count is that we all have agency over our lives. That word agency simply means that my choices, your choices, determine to a large extent what happens to us. We are, to a large measure, in charge of our lives. We steward them. We are accountable for them. This is a truth that reaches into the deepest part of what it means to be a person. We were made to have dominion. Now, that's a word that doesn't get thrown around a lot in our day. It's a Bible word. It was in the first chapter of Genesis. And the idea is that you were made in the likeness of God, or the image of God, and that's the basis for the destiny for which you were created. We are, all of us, including you, a never-ceasing spiritual being with a unique eternal calling to count for good in God's great universe. You were made to count. That's your destiny. It's also called your kingdom. That's the Bible word to express the idea that you have a will and it is effective. And your kingdom is where you have say over what's going on. It's a central part of personhood. I am now a grandfather. It's an amazing thing to watch a child discover they have a kingdom. We had children, and I realized when we had them, I would kill for those kids. And then when you have grandchildren, you realize you would kill your children for your grandchildren. And watching a little child realize, I have say, I have will, I have influence, I can decide. God made us to experience that. Having say over something is precisely what places it within my kingdom as a human being. And God made you to rule or reign or have dominion in your own little sphere. Only so could we be persons. Any being that has say over nothing is no person at all. And most of us can only imagine the tragedy of what that would be like. Such a person would not even be able to command their own body or command their own thoughts. They would be reduced to being completely passive observers who count for nothing, who made no difference, and that would be unspeakable misery. But God did not design you that way. God equipped you for this task to exercise dominion, to care for the earth. And he did this by creating our nature to function in a conscious, personal relationship of interactive responsibility together with God. God made us, he framed up our nature so that we could function not on our own, not just in my own power, but in an interactive relationship with God, where I'm responsible to him and working with him. That's how we exercise our will. And you were made for that. I know, and we all hear about this, sometimes that drive for significance can be contaminated by ego and the desire for, you know, glory or fame, and it can get junked up. But at its core, God made you to want to make a difference. So through this Bible plan, we'll talk about words like rule and reign and leadership, which are so vital, although often they're misunderstood in our day. But what I want to say today is, we are meant to exercise our will only in union with God as he acts with us. He intended to be our constant companion. And what that means is you have a co-worker in the creative enterprise of life on earth. That is what his love for us means in practical terms. So, what do we do with this? While every day through this series, Made to Count, as you move towards increasing significance, I want to give you and me a new idea to think about, along with an invitation to practice. So here's today. Exercise your agency. Exercise your dominion. What that means now is think today about making decisions. God made you to be able to make decisions. And often we forget about that. So as you're thinking about where you're going to go or where you might eat or what you might say to somebody, every time you have the ability to make a decision, pause and reflect on that and think, what do I want to decide? God made you to be a decider. And then think about at least one other person and ask God to help you in this. Ask God to help you see other people as the agents that they are. Because it's not just you that have a kingdom. Everybody else has a kingdom too. Every single person that we see, they bear the image of God. And then today, as you do this, ask God, God, what might I do to bring life and goodness, health and strength to the person in front of me? I was at a coffee shop just a few moments ago. It's so easy to just think that's a machine on the other side to give me a coffee rather than that is an image bearer. That is somebody who has their own kingdom. And then I listen and look for God. God, give me guidance. What might I say to bring life to this person? You are made to make a difference. Don't let anybody beat you down. You are made to act in partnership with God. You're never alone. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how old you are. No matter what pain or suffering you have been through, God will use that too. God will use your gifts. I promise you, God will use your scars. So, ask God to be your partner, your co-worker today. You were made to count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.